Basically, this is a budget that has ignored working people, and actually people are worse off after this budget. And that's shocking when you look at then that the tax breaks that have been given to developers for the development of housing in Dublin, and actually the tax breaks then that have been given to, while it has been, will benefit some of the smaller businesses across the country, it is the likes of McDonald's and Supermax that are going to benefit from that, those
But
breaks.
there's something like 40 or 50,000 planning permissions granted. The government believes this will kickstart the development of those properties now and deliver the much-needed housing. I mean, I know it's in Dublin and we'd love it up here, but you know.
Well, you look at all the tax breaks that are given to developers at every turnaround, and that hasn't kickstarted the development of houses at any stage. You know, there's a huge amount of speculation taking place in relation to planning permissions. Developers get land rezoned, they get a planning permission, they use that then to increase the value of it and sell it on, and then the purchaser of that land then uses more tax breaks to sell that on. And so you get what you get, and it's a massive trading in developable land, but no actual development taking place. And you know, that's clear that the government's policy in relation to housing has failed, and failed utterly, when you see that the homelessness figures across the country and the amount of people that are in need of housing.